Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have CU Insights Randy Smith talking about the evolution of his site, so check it out. Hey, we're talking to you today about, you guys just did a redesign on your website. We'll talk about that and then a few other credit union issue type stuff, but I want to talk about the redesign of your website. It's really cool. Good job. I mean, what kind of prompted this move? It looks really good.
It seems to be something that we do every couple of years. Yeah. So it's just trying to, you know, since we don't have print, we try to keep the website as fresh as possible. And we're huge. And I think we've always been huge about following the trends of what the national media is doing.
Yeah.
And trying to bring that to the credit union community. Yep. So it was, I got bored. It was about time. A new one, and
if that's what it takes, boredom breeds creativity, I guess.
This time, it really was it was driven by the fact that, you know, as credit unions and the people that work in the credit union industry have become more social. We wanted to make sure that what we were giving them and providing was, you know, very shareable and very mobile, very everything else. So it's kind of been the. That was the driving force behind it.
Right on. If you can excuse me one second, sir, there's a chainsaw right outside my window. I got to shut my window. Hang on. All right.
There
much
you go.
Better. Don't want that chainsaw going in the background while you're talking. That would be rude.
I couldn't.
But I'm looking at the website on my other screen here, and it looks a lot because you scroll and story after story pop, and it's kind of like what ESPN did with their new website, and there's a lot of other websites like that as well. I like how it's just kind of a continuous thing. I mean, was that a planned thing you guys did? I mean, again, sticking with the latest trends.
Yeah, that was something. That was one of the first things when we went to our web developers that I told them that I wanted was the idea that. Not only it, you could keep bringing up older stuff as you went and the idea of it, like things trending and, you know, all that coming together, but also when you read an article, you'll notice on the side, it all just kind of brings in other ones you might like. So if you're reading a marketing article, if you're watching a CU Broadcast video, there's a good chance that another one of your videos will be on there.
I've been noticing that all the relative stuff comes up on the side. That's nice.
So that was a big thing. And then also when you get to the bottom of the article, you don't have to go back to the homepage because the homepage just loads after underneath it. Yep. So it's increased the amount of time people are spending on the site, but I think it's because it's driving relevant content to what people are.
So. Yeah, I find myself just kind of scrolling and scrolling. And then another story pops. Oh, wow, all right, I'll read that one, that type of thing. So it's kind of, and I know exactly what you mean by keeping people on the site. That's what it does. Whenever I visit it, I'm on there a lot longer than I used to be. So it's working.
Yeah, well, I mean, the big thing that we've always found is we have so much content that comes through the site on a daily basis. Yeah. In the past, basically after the day was over, it was gone. Mm-hmm. You could still find it, but how many people are going to go pages and pages back? So it was a way to bring the great content from the past kind of back, but in a relevant way. Here's a few things to, you know, that you might like. It's really, you're reading this. If you're reading about an EMV, you might want more EMV.
It makes it more efficient that way.
So what are
some of the other features other than the new kind of interface and the relativity of all? Are there other new features that you want to talk about?
The funny part is we really didn't go overboard with new features. We actually kind of cleaned it up and slimmed it down some. So one of the things, and we've talked about it in the past when I've been on with you, is like the community section. We wanted to move that even more to about the individual.
Mm-hmm.
So like you'll notice now in the new community section, the pictures are bigger. And, you know, if you click on it, we've loved having you as a contributor. When they click on your picture, they're going to see all your stories. They're going to see all your social links. You and I are very lucky. You get to interview people every day and we get to talk to everybody, and you and I get to just awesome, smart people around this industry. And I think something that where you've had success is highlighting those people. And that's the same thing we've always tried to do with the community as well, is to say, here's some great people that know credit unions, mm-hmm. you know, and if we can give them that platform, it's my favorite thing we still do.
Yeah, so, that's one of the first places I visit on your site as well, is the community section. Because, I mean, a lot of these people, you know what they do for, but when they write about it, it's like, wow, oh, that's very profound, very insightful, very et cetera, et cetera. And, you didn't really know that person thought like that, or didn't know something about somebody and went, wow, it's just very enlightening, I guess is the word I'm looking for.
So yeah, no, I love it. I mean, we love all the. We have about 150 people contributing.
Yeah, you have a lot of people on there, which is great.
It's great, and we absolutely love it. We're always looking for more.
Of course,
it's one of the things that I do walking around the conferences. Is I'm like, I'll sit in on breakouts and go, wow, that person's really smart. Want to write for us?
Yeah, so, definitely.
It's been awesome to see how even the people outside the industry who might come in keynote or something like that. Neen James has been writing for us for a year now, and she does the leadership, and she's been a keynote at a few different credit union conferences. So it's bringing in that kind of outside voice even from time to time.
Well, which is really good for the industry as well to like see what's going on outside the industry and bring some of those ideas in to kind of adopt them and then adapt them to your business model. So I mean, I think it's great as well for the industry as a whole.
Yeah, we've enjoyed that. But I mean, besides the community, we kind of cleaned up the press center. The press releases are still hugely important. Just to spread news, they're all picked up by Google News, and it really can help the credit unions as far as all their search engine optimization and all that fun stuff that they need as well. The partner pages, we actually cleaned up the media center, which if you go to
that too, yes,
video now, and that's. It's kind of sticking with, we pay such close attention to the analytics of what we do. Mm-hmm. So it's, if things aren't really working or if they're not that important to people that are coming to our site every day, then we're trying not to clog the site up with it. Let's provide the quick hits of information that people want and connect them. The one other thing I'm really excited about is we've hooked up the comments section through the Discuss. We use the Discuss plugin for that. So it's the same one that they're using on ESPN and everything else. So it makes it really easy to have those conversations going. Mm-hmm. And, if you do leave a comment, even if you're on another site and somebody comments, replies to your comment, it'll show you that somebody's replied to your comment.
Oh,
so,
wow. That's so nice.
The technology, I think we've stepped it up. I mean, just like always, we've wanted to bring like a national type, what the big boys in a national, the market would do, and try to bring as close to that as possible.
Exactly. Well, you're doing. I mean, speaking of kind of bringing things up to, before we started recording, it was like we're talking about the evolution of your site. Just how has it evolved? Because I remember when we first interviewed you, and your site was maybe a year or two old or something like that. I mean, it's just light years from what it used to be. I mean, how has it grown? I mean, how has it evolved over these years? It's a pretty amazing story.
Mike, I'm sure you see this too, but we get so much feedback, from people. And I think that's one of been our strong suit is we listen. When I'm out at conferences or any emails, I still have every single email of any comment we've ever had on the site. It's just in like when we redo the site, I go back through them all from the last couple of years and okay, here's what people were really looking for and asking for. But, it's been a wild ride. It's been a fun evolution to go on. Because when we started out, we were posting maybe one story a day.
now it's what, 500 or something like that?
At least? We're featuring 16 or so stories every day from around credit union world, actually more than that. We're probably running 20 different stories a day and on average about 35 press releases come through a day. And then you mix that in with like the events and the jobs. And there's a crazy amount of contact, but we're trying to make it so it's, easily delivered.
That seems to be the challenge, is to kind of like how to make it so efficient to get to that content. Cause you can clog up those arteries big time with too much and too many navigation stuff and things like that. And if you make it efficient, then it works really well.
That's something we've laughed about, because in the last like three versions of CU Insight, we actually have less tabs each time. We just keep like thinning it down to do what people want, and that was a big thing with us this time. We wanted to clean it up and make it cleaner and easier for the credit union. Mm-hmm.
Has the mission of CU Insight changed as opposed to when it first started to what it is today, or is it remain consistent?
It's been fairly consistent for the last few years. Mm-hmm. In the very beginning, if you were to talk to David and I, we always said that we wanted to be like the Google for credit unions. That changed not too far in, where we really started looking at more of like the Huffington Posts or the Mashables and just being that news source. I always compare us to the Huffington Post in a way. I used to get a lot of ideas from the Huffington Post. Now there's other sources that I like seem to go to more than them, but yeah, the idea is still the same, where it's like when you go to the Huffington Post, you know the slant you're going to get. Right. You know, I mean, you know it's you're going to get your news, and they've grown into many different things, but you still know there's a liberal bias to it.
Yep.
And it's the same way when you come to CU Insight, we love credit unions.
Yeah, there's a credit union bias to it.
There's going to be a credit union bias. You know, well, I mean, we'll put out stories that aren't great about credit unions, but that's just kind of a knowing your enemy almost more than anything else. Yeah. But overall, there is a credit union bias to everything that we do. And I think people know that. So it's you know, that's why you come here. But so that's changed. I mean, but that's been very consistent. You know, another thing that I think we've been very good about is we haven't tried to get into other avenues. You know, we have people that ask us to do conferences all the time. It's just not something we want to do. We've had, you know, people that wanted us to do different types of vendor platforms and things like that, or sell products. We just don't do that. Yeah. So it's, you know, we deliver an aggregation of news. Like, you know, the community section is my favorite thing in the world, because I think that's an aggregation of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very good at pushing it out and getting it out to the entire community. Mm-hmm. So, and getting people to see it. And that's,
well, yeah. And the other thing about the community, getting back to the community, is like, it really promotes that person as well. It gives them a voice, no matter how big you are in the industry, or no matter how small you are in the industry, or those are bad terms, or how established you are, or how new you are. It doesn't matter. You're on the same platform and you have a voice. And that's what's wonderful about it.
You know, one of my favorite things is like when somebody's writing for the community for a while, and then the next year you see them like speaking at all the state leagues and stuff. And it's like, that's awesome. They were there always. We just were able to give them a platform to say, look, smart person. You know? And it's one of my favorite things in the world to do, you know? And we get, I mean, I've had so many emails from people that are like, wow, you've really helped my career or whatever. And it's just from getting a platform. We're not, they're the smart ones. We're not. I think it's just, you know, but we can get it out there. So, and we try to be good at spreading the information. So that's constantly changing too. That's a huge thing right now for us is, I mean, we're going through a major transition of how we distribute information. So,
and how is that? I mean, obviously you got the emails, you got the social media, the Facebook, all that type of stuff. And
The beautiful thing of our industry is we tend to move a little bit slow. But if you look at most major, you know, national type news publications, their emails have been dying off for a few years. You know, it's just not as popular of a medium as it was before. For us, it's still growing.
Mm-hmm.
Because most people, I'm sure just like yours, if you look at the analytics, most people watch or read this stuff while they're at work, sitting at their desk. It's, you know, we're a work publication. When they go home, they probably watch CNN or ESPN. So, but it is how we're connecting everybody. You know, our email just passed 35,000 subscribers, which is bigger than I ever thought it
could
get.
Is that all? Come on, Randy.
I know. It's crazy. and it's still growing, which is the crazy part. But when I look forward, I know that just like, you know, with the national publications, at some point that'll plateau and actually start going the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just like you do, we have a huge presence on Twitter. When you look at our social media followings now, I think between all of the accounts, we're over, you know, 30 some thousand followers now there too. And I mean, today the Credit Union Insight group on LinkedIn just passed 7,000 people in it. You know, I'm closing in, the CU Insight Twitter account's closing in on 9,000 people, you know, so it's kind of, and then we're looking at other areas. Mm-hmm. I mean, a place that nobody was talking about a few years ago, at least in our space, or they were wondering how to use it. But we just passed 600 Instagram followers, and there's some very active credit unions out there. I'd say 400 or 500 who are, and it's such an awesome platform because they're showing all the stuff they do in their community.
Yep.
And it's like, look, we're giving out, the last few days have been beautiful to watch Instagram with all the credit union accounts because it's a bunch of backpacks that they're handing out to kids. You know, and what a great platform to be able to just snap a picture and show that. So, you know, when we look at what we're doing, we're still heavy into Facebook, and obviously Twitter, LinkedIn's, you know, a great way to distribute business information. We're walking away from Google Plus. You know, if we talked a year or two ago, that was an area we were moving to, but we're not as much energy there. We've really, just in the past few months, we've went from maybe 50 people on Instagram to 600. You know, I mean, so it's growing very quickly there. And then we're even starting to look at things like Snapchat. And we don't, I'm 40. I have no idea what to do with it.
You know, it's, we have teenagers. I know exactly what Snapchat is. I know all about it, sir.
But, you know, it was interesting. That's when, like, you know, one of the, I watch what like Mashable and BuzzFeed do and things like that a lot. And Mashable wrote an article earlier in the year that they've been on Snapchat now for a year. They have no idea what they're doing, but they said everybody's going there, so they got to be there too. So that's one of the things, like we've set up the Snapchat account. We're interested. I can't wait for kind of conference season for that. Mm-hmm. Just to, you know, just play around with it, see what we can do. But they're great ways to spread messages. And I think it's an awesome way for credit unions to, because you and I know very well, a lot of the times credit unions don't brag well. And, you know, it's a great way when they're just doing what they do to show the love and show what they're doing. Which, I mean, it's really a modern day press release if you think about it.
I totally agree with you. Yeah, and these are great lessons for credit unions in general. Just what you said, you know, just venturing out and checking out these new channels to communicate with your members in. I mean, it's just like Instagram and Snapchat, and who knows what else will come out, you know, next couple of years. I mean, it's just got their adventure.
What we do is we kind of watch when we do our meetings here as a group. We'll Google, like, what are the fastest growing social media networks, or what are the biggest? And all of a sudden you see one like a Snapchat, or a couple of years ago like Instagram, and you start going, probably should go there. Yeah. You know, who knows if it'll work? Who knows if it'll go away? I mean, Google Plus is an example. We spent a lot of energy on Google Plus, and it just didn't take off. So it's like, all right.
Yes, same here.
Yeah. I mean, it seemed like a great platform, but if people don't go to it,
I mean, I still post stuff there. I really like it, but it's just not much activity. You know, there's just nothing. It's sad. I mean, because it's a really cool interface. I mean, it works really well, and it's just one of those things. It's like the Sony Betamax. You know, it's just it's a great product, but it just didn't stick.
Yeah. And I mean, I tell people that all the time. I'm like, just have to try. You know, and because it is. I think there's a curve for that where if you get there first, it's. You know, I mean, it's tougher to play catch up in social media, you know, if we have 1,000 Instagram followers and somebody decides to come into that space and wants to be there too, it's going to be much tougher for them to get 1,000.
No doubt. Yeah.
Now you're talking competition.
Exactly.
Let's try to be there first. So yeah, that stuff's been so exciting. I love the conversations that go on. So it's been really cool.
Yeah. And the communication that it promotes and sparks and all that type of stuff is great. Cause I mean, that's what you guys are all about, the content and the communication.
Yeah, we try. So it's been fun.
Well done, sir. Well, I mean, what's going on in the future? I mean, we're talking about your future right now. I mean, is there anything else on the horizon that we should know about what's going on with CU Insider, or is it pretty much all systems go?
You know, we're chugging along. It's kind of crazy. We've been kicking her. I mean, like just in awe a little bit this year because we're growing past traffic and numbers than I ever thought we could get in the space that we're in. So that to me is awesome. But there's still little things. I'm working on a pet project right now. I just had Jeff from the Carolinas Credit Union League in our office, and I've been working with Lois and Christopher from the foundation. Mm-hmm. But it's just something. I went through DE training in January, and that was kind of something that was life-changing for me. So it's kind of like taking a look at, you know, the amazing that people in our industry are doing, and kind of a lot of the times those stories are told, you know, at conferences and things like that. But they're such amazing stories that I think people can learn from. So, you know, with the new site, we have a lot of flexibility on the back end to kind of categorize and aggregate stuff. So, you know, there's. Like one thing that I'm working on, like I said, kind of a pet project, is just bringing in stories and people's projects. And one of the things with Jeff from the Carolinas was talking about is he's been doing a lot of aggregating like the history pioneers, you know, of the ones you don't hear about. You know, so even like just doing something where it's kind of like more of the movement type message, and not maybe once a month, you know, where you're just kind of putting things out. So. That's something that I'm really excited about, but it's, you know, it'll funnel through CU Insight, but it's really just, you know, something It's trying to figure out ways to give back.
Yeah, I think Filene would be a good resource for that as well, because they're always doing, they're always up to something up there in Madison. I mean,
they are. And I've talked to a lot of, you know, the guys up there and stuff like that too, because most of them had been through the DE program. So it is trying to bring, you know, a lot of ideas and a lot of information together just in a clean way and kind of, you know, just I think we all love the industry we work in so much, and the more educated we are on it, I think it only brings us in more and more and more. So it's you know, it's been for me, it's been a great year. I've been very thankful for, we're going to, I think November will be 8 years for CU Insight, which is crazy to me. It still feels like year two.
I know, isn't that amazing? Yeah, time flies, goes by so fast.
It's amazing. But you know, we're kind of getting to that point where it's like, man, this credit union movement has been so good to all of us, not just David and I, but you know, the people that work for us, and our team keeps growing, and everybody we bring in just falls in love with the industry too. So it's you know, you start to go, okay, what is it that, how can, you know, we kind of give something back as well. So you know, we're trying to figure out ways there. And it's been fun. It's been a blast.
That's crazy. What it's all about, man. Well, keep up the good work, Randy. Appreciate your time. And anything else to wrap up, or any place you're going to be that we can track you down, or any speaking engagements that we should know about? Or
I kind of took this month off to launch the site.
Good,
so
for you.
I've been home, which has been crazy. Yeah. but I think September, I know I'll be at the New Jersey Credit Union League, Connecticut, Montana.
Goodness.
What else?
QC? Sorry, I asked.
BAI. There's quite a few. I think I have 6 or 7 more trips.
We'll run into an airport somewhere. That's for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. That's for sure.
All right, Randy. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day, and well done on the new website and your success. Thanks. And everything else. Keep up the good work, sir. And we'll track you down in an airport one of these days.
I love it, Mike. See you soon.
Okay. Thanks, man.